Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
All right, just an update from yesterday. We did make one roster change due to injury. Jaquiz Rogers actually has a fracture of his arm. We did place him on IR, and we've signed running back Antone Smith to the roster. Otherwise, Shane McClellan and Terrence Mitchell, we don't have any updates. Any questions?
John, what do you feel like you lose with Jaquiz and the contributions he made coming in here?
You know, a big part. You know, I think, you know, he's a guy that kind of, you know, surpassed probably our expectations. I think as a guy and, you know, contributor on the field, whether it was on offense or in the kicking game, you know, he's a guy that will be missed. And, you know, hopefully a guy in time will get better and we'll get back in the future. Well, I think it affects everybody. I mean, we'll take a look at Antone. He's going to be new to us. You know, Kadeem Carey's, you know, been on the roster as well as Jeremy Langford. And, you know, guys that we have, you know, faith in putting out there. We've done some already. So it's back to our normal deal, next man up. And we feel confident that they'll step up in a good way.
What play did he get?
It was in the kicking game. You know, at this point, it's not been determined. I think, you know, we'll update you on Wednesday.
John, you talked yesterday about Jay having done everything you've asked him to do since you got here. As you've gotten further along in the process with it, specifically about his approach, what jumps out at you? What is connected with you?
Well, you know, again, you know, we're here to get players better, and, you know, we expect our players to be receptive and, you know, do the things we ask. And, you know, from the very beginning, you know, as far as learning our offensive system, some of the accountability it takes at the quarterback position, you know, he's been all in and worked real hard with the offensive staff, learning the system, putting in the time it takes to, you know, to execute it. And I think, you know, he's grown and he'll continue to grow. I mean, we're 6 months into it, and you know, from just a learning aspect, not even just practicing aspect, but, you know, I like what I've seen, and, you know, I expect him to get better moving forward.
How much trust did he need to have yesterday in receivers that he's not necessarily familiar with, an offensive line that's relatively new to him as well?
Well, I mean, we train all week, you know, and this game is about doing what you're trained to do. I think, you know, sometimes the mindset and the attitude you have when you step into a huddle in that situation, you know, I think is critical, and, you know, I think he's done a good job with it, and I think our staff's done a great job of preparing guys, even though they might be different guys each week, you know, getting them ready. And so there's a confidence level, and you have to have that, you know, in those pressure moments.
When Tracy Porter was banged up during camp, how hard is it to stay patient with a player who, you know, you've been with before and you know what he can do, but also, you know, he's old by NFL standards, that sort of thing?
Well, anytime players get injured, there's a frustration level. I mean, there's a frustration level on their side. There's a frustration level on a coach's side. You know, the reality is it's part of the game. And I think, you know, faith and patience are part of everything, including working through injuries.
What made you think he would fit so well in the
system? You know, he's a football player. He's smart. He understands the passing game in the National Football League. You know, he's an aware player. He's got good ball skills. He's got good transition skills. You know, he's got skins on the wall. He's done it before and at a high level. So it was just a matter of, you know, getting him healthy enough to go out there so he can perform.
Along those lines, where's your faith and patience with Alshon right now?
You know, it's just that's what it takes. You know, I think obviously, you know, back to the frustration level. You know, I think it's understandable on all sides. And you know, our medical people are doing everything in their power as well to get him back. And, you know, we'll see what this week brings.
After watching the tape, how impressed were you with the offensive line, especially the two young guys? I know a lot of people are talking about Baronis, but also with Charles Leno, too.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's, you know, they're on the roster for a reason. You know, we expect them to be able to play and play at a high level. And like all games, it's a lot easier watching the video of games that you win than the other. So, you know, again, they're not perfect. You know, I don't think we started as well as we finished. So we have a lot of things still to work on, and we're still a work in progress. And that group is no different than the rest of our football team.
John, how
How do you think Christian handled the play calling on defense after Shea went down?
Good enough. You know, I think he'll get better. You know, as he gets to practice that more, we'll get an opportunity to put him in that role. Some this week. You'll have to see where Shea is. Come Wednesday. But I thought Lori Reynolds stepped in there and did some good things. Obviously, some things we'll have to work on and get better at. But it's early in the season. We're one game into the second quarter, and we're a work in progress just like everybody else in the league.
What does it say about Adam Gase and also Cameron Meredith? You have a guy here that steps in who's basically a quarterback at Illinois State a couple of years ago and is being called upon to produce in clutch situations and just come through in those situations.
Yeah, I think, he's a guy that we saw in really kind of a local workout way back to the evaluation process. And, he's grown and gotten better as we go. That's kind of what we expect of really everybody on the roster. I think Adam, the offensive staff, Mike Groh, his position coach, everybody involved, has done a good job getting guys ready to play on short notice.
John, a few of the guys in the locker room yesterday referenced the metaphor you had given them about swinging an axe at a tree. Can you kind of relay what that metaphor was and your message behind it?
We talk about, too, what's said in here stays in here, but they didn't get that one. It's just all part of coaching, the idea of not giving up. And, usually the tree don't go down on the first swing. It takes a few, and you don't know how many. You just keep swinging until the tree falls.
What's the key, though, to understanding that eventually it will, to generating that type of confidence or direction for an entire locker room?
I think I mentioned this early. I think when we got here, everybody talked about confidence. And when nothing good happens, it's hard to have confidence. So it's, what came first, the chicken or the egg? I think you just go about your business, you do it right, and eventually it turns. And, I think over the last couple of weeks, it's they've gotten to experience that. So with that, I think comes some confidence and belief, and that can happen if you do the right things. So hopefully we can build on that.
How much of your defense right now is about scheming and learning what you can do with your players within those schemes, and how much of the improvement is just about guys winning more one-on-one battles?
All the above. This game's, it's a team game. I think sometimes certain sides of the ball, certain position groups, certain players, probably get too much credit or blame depending on whether it's going good or bad. This game's a team game, and I think our guys understand that. There's been some guys step to the forefront, which is always part of success. But I think we're just getting better, and I think we'll continue to get better as we move along.
What you say in the locker room, you stay in the locker room. But the effect seems to be that the team is really – what your messages are resonating. Do you notice that as a coach? Any different from any other teams or whatever? How important is it to you that it just seems like the messages are from all your coaches are getting through? How important is it?
Well, it's all part of coaching, is putting guys in position to succeed. And that's, the mindset of how you approach the game to how you execute it under pressure. I mean, they got to know what to do. They got to know how to do it and then execute it under pressure. And, that's what coaches do. I think it's not a one-man show. It's not one guy. It's not me. It's a staff and players, taking whatever they're taught to the field and executing it under pressure. And, we just keep harping on it and keep practicing that way. We try to create many games in practice so that, we do what we're trained to do on Sundays.
But isn't that easier said than done? I mean, aren't there either teams you've had or other coaches where the messages don't get through and that's a little bit?
None of this is easy. I mean, every week 50% of the teams lose. The culmination of that is, people move cities, whether you're a player or a coach. And so it's math. It's it's not difficult math either. I think just, getting the message and having the right kind of guys that can, learn and apply the message, I think is critical.